Hi, this is Kimberly here with Kika. One-to-one about saying yes to the dress.
We're saying no to the man.
Okay, Kika, so
where are we starting?
What makes you say yes to dating? No, I'm being serious.
Yes to dating?
Yes, what makes you say yes to, like, if you were to meet a guy and you go on a few dates with that person, and then he's like, I want to take this to being in a relationship. Would you say yes? What are the things that makes you say yes, let's stay, or say no, I'm not ready, or no, we were just friends?
Well, I think you kind of need to find a connection with that other person. If he is giving you the attention or being there in ways that you feel connection with, then normally you kind of tend to continue on dating him until things become more serious. Other than that, I think it's important to find things that you guys both like to do together to kind of further on a longer relationship. And then, of course, saying yes to the dress after that. But definitely you need to find connection, passion, a lot of things that you guys find in common, but also things that you guys don't really find in common, but you guys respect for each other decisions. Yeah, that's what I think.
What do you think?
Yeah, I can agree on, like, all of that and, like, being able to relate to that person. But I feel like there has to be, like, a spark from the start. Or maybe that's just me. But if there's just, like, it could be, like, sometimes, and I can say, like, maybe I start to overthink. Maybe I'm being shallow with the person that's trying to talk to me. Or maybe I'm not interested in them. But there has to be, like, something that just draws my attention. It doesn't have to be, like, physical, but there has to be, like, something that they, like, impress me mm-hmm. by doing. Like, if you didn't really impress me from the beginning and then, like, start showing, like, all these, like, things, it kind of just makes me feel like I already friend-zoned you from the beginning. There's not, like, much that I can do. It's like, where does that, like, go from friends to, like, being more than friends? I guess that's where, like, I usually don't have, like, a gray area. I either just, like, friends on you all the time, or just keep you, like, in, like, I want to date you, and I just start from there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's where I just be, like, that's why I guess my difficulty would be, like, in dating. I'm not open-minded, you can say.
Okay. I don't know. So you're not very open-minded to trying new things or furthering on a relationship?
Yeah.
Because you tend to be...
If it wasn't from there, from the beginning, it's just not... I'm gonna try to feel like I'm psyching myself into something that...
I mean...
Maybe I'm gonna go back and regret.
I mean, I can see that too, because, I mean... you always want to find something to grab onto when you are dating. You always want to find something that he brings to your attention.
Yeah.
And that drives you to wanting to go on a date.
Right.
Again. You know? So I get it. Because I feel the same way too. Like, you want to grab onto something. Rather it's like his smile, his eyes, or his passion, or like what he likes.
Right. You want
to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or whether he's a good listener or not. You know? Very social. You always want to find something that will drive you even further.
But then what if we just, like, don't find that? Do we just, like, end that relationship? Like, you just terminate it and be like, maybe there will be something in the future? Or do you just be like, continue it and stop it there?
I mean, I think if you find something that's there's connection, I think you should further it until it either just stops or... Not then, don't waste your time either.